tonight's program. And to welcome everyone here tonight, all those that are participating, all the Talmidim that are here, all the Rebbeim that are here, all the guests that are here, to help celebrate with us at our annual Sudas Preda and Siyum, which takes place during Junzman. Junzman's not over yet, but our annual Preda. Tonight we celebrate many things. We celebrate so all of our Talmidim that are here, that spent so many hours to be Koveya Itim, to be dedicated to Night Seder, to find time in their schedules to dedicate to learning Night Seder, to do as much as they could to get through Bava Basra. 176 blot is many, many blot. There aren't that many more days in the academic calendar than 176. And the pace that one has to go at. So we celebrate everyone's efforts who is here to be celebrating with those that are Koveya Itim every night and part of Night Seder. We have a few other celebrations. We'll get to those a little bit later. But primarily we're celebrating the Talmidei HaYeshiva, the more than 20 Talmidim that were being Mesayim, that finished the Yeshiva's Masechta this year. A tremendous effort that went into doing that. In addition to the Makor students that are here, that participated in completing Meseches Pirkei Avos and two Prakim and Shnayis of Bava Basra. The Makor students are integrated into our yeshiva, learning the same Masechta that we're learning and participating in our Siyum. Before I hand it over to Rabbi Schnall, I want to also mention the dedication of tonight's Siyum. Tonight's Siyum is sponsored by the Levy family for Zechus, for Refua Shelema, for Akiva Shimon Ben Rina. Rabbi Schnall.
Rishus Roshata Shmita. Olva Rebbeim, Rabbi Schreiber, thank you for joining us yet again. All the Talmidim, we're here celebrating the Siyum, all the Talmidim of Makor, and everyone who participated in our vibrant and energetic Night Seder the entire year. I have the distinction, and I consider it a big privilege, to be the one to express on behalf of all of us here and the entire Beis Medrash, the tremendous Hakaras HaTov that we owe to five individuals. Five individuals who, I'd say single-handedly, but five-handedly, together with all their efforts, have literally, over the last number of years, and this year in particular, had a transformative effect on our yeshiva. Rabbi Radner, Rabbi Schreier, Rabbi Steinmetz, Rabbi Drury, and Rabbi Fagan. It is very hard to imagine our yeshiva without those five individuals. I'll get back to that in a second. But we owe them so much. For the last, we'll say, going back to COVID, a year and a half of very, very difficult times, being disconnected, being remote, they got us through, maintaining connections, maintaining relationships, and a cohesiveness that existed even long distance, and brought us back with renewed energy this year, I would say, with an ischachus, better than ever, and raise the bar. We saw Rabbi Radner's mainstreaming of the dink, the deep into the night kollel. We saw the Night Seder Rebbeim and Sholem Yeshivim with an increased presence on Shabbos, joining us in the cafeteria, spending more time with the guys, and renewing and continuing those connections more and more in a way that we literally cannot describe. And we thank you so much for that. We want to recognize with a small gift, two gifts actually. All of the Mesayimim will receive a copy of Rav Salavitchik Shurim on Gittin. Gittin is our Masechta for next year, Mirz Hashem. Everyone who is Mesayim the Masechta will get one copy of the Rav Shurim. We also have a copy for the Night Seder Rebbeim, and a little bonus on top of that, as it's very interesting, each Rebbe gets to choose, and each Shulmeister gets to choose their special selection. Some of them, I can show you. It really demonstrates their dedication, their Mesiras Nefesh. They're already preparing for next year. Shiurei Reb Shmuel on Gittin. The clock doesn't stop. They asked him to show Solanta when he starts preparing for Yom Kippur. He says, after Ne'ilah. It's the same thing with our band. After they hear Rabbi Penner's drusha about how one Masechta connects to the next, so then they're already preparing. And then we also have our Beim demonstrating, just doing what they do best. Okay, so I think it really is a tribute to their hard work and effort, and we thank them. I want to call up Rabbi Radner first. We'll put this on the side for the moment. Rabbi Steinmetz. Yeah, special mazel tov. Chassan, thank you.
It's okay, no. Yeah.
Oh, are you getting
it? Steinmetz, thank you.
Okay, come back.
Hold on. We have Rabbi Schreier. Okay, Rabbi Drury. And Rabbi Fagan. Big Hashgachah for everything you've done. It's bittersweet because we also have to say farewell to three of them. Rabbi Schreier and Rabbi Steinmetz and Rabbi Drury will be moving on to other endeavors, furthering their and continuing their commitment to Arbatas HaTorah in other places outside of our yeshiva, and we wish them the greatest hatzlacha. We know that they will continue to inspire and have a deep impact on all of their future Talmidim, and we thank you on behalf of your current and past Talmidim. Thank you very much. Very briefly, I just want to mention on that note, 2 points. Number one, I've heard a lot of comments from guys lately. There's a certain sense of yesh. I don't want to call it that, but at least just to illustrate, there's a sense of, wow, these great, unbelievable pillars of our Beis Medrash for so many years. These individuals have been here for 10, 12 years. They're leaving. Could it be? Can we rebuild? What about the members of the Kol Elyon? Rabbi Per and Rabbi Steinmetz, they're also going. What's going to be with Yeshiva next year? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. I heard at a bar mitzvah of a grandson of Holocaust survivors about 20 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav, who was speaking, offered the following insight. He said when Rav Zevin began compiling the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which now, decades and decades later, is up to Mem, 40-something volumes, and still not complete, they asked him, what gave you the strength, what gave you the vision to undertake something so unparalleled and something that who knows if your grandchildren will see the end of it? And he said to them very simply, he said, we just lost in the Holocaust 1/3 of the world's Jewish population. And therefore, it's incumbent on every single one of us to be a Jew 3 times over. And I think that's an important message for every Sudas Preda, especially a Sudas Preda where we feel that there's a void. The Chiyuv is Adarabba, on us, upon our shoulders, to be the ones to step up. And every few years, the yeshiva undergoes a transition, and there's in and there's out, and that's okay. As long as when we see those role models move on to other endeavors, we realize that we, every single person in this room, may be that next Sholem Eishiv, may be that next Night Seder Rebbe in 5, 10 years from now, and to absorb everything that you've gotten and realize how that can be put into effect. The guy next to you, the guy 2 tables, 3 tables over, and beyond. So please, everyone, use that as an opportunity to be mechazik yourself. We lost 3 Night Seder Rebbeim and Sholem Eishiv, be a Night Seder participant 3 times over, deep into the night, next year, Mirtz Hashem. And I'll conclude very practically, announcing 2 of our staff members joining the staff next year and a promotion. Rabbi Fagan, will be stepping up, as I said, to Rabbi Schreier's position, joining Rabbi Radner as a Night Seder Rebbe. Rabbi Yoni Rabinovich will be joining now a triumvirate of Night Seder Rebbeim. And Rabbi Adam Brash will be joining us as a Sholem Eishiv. And as they say in the world of sports, there may be two players to be named later. Stay tuned. And finally, a major Yashikayach to Rabbi Ariel Diamond for everything he does for our Night Seder and the entire day, the entire week, and the entire Ma'agal of Shabbosim and Yom Tovim. You should go, Mechayel Achayel, in our yeshiva. We look forward to your future successes. And with that, I want to introduce our special guest from long distance. Rav Lapiansky has very enthusiastically demonstrated his desire to continue a special relationship with our yeshiva. He keeps coming back for Shabbos whenever he's able to, and he recorded for us a special message, Divrei Bracha, Divrei Chizek, in honor of the occasion.
Shalom Bracha. It's a schus to be part of such a wonderful chabur of Simon and finishing a Masechta, especially a Masechta, those who managed to finish over Basra, those who did some proper Basra, those who did other siyumim. It's an extraordinary simcha and an extraordinary chizuk. So it's a schus to be part of such a group. Traditionally, the Simon make say by Torah on the end of the Masechta, it's called the Hadron. Some try to connect the end of the Masechta, beginning of the Masechta. I'd like to find a point that is not only a halachic point, but it's something that has a deeper implication for us, the human nature, and for us Hashem. The Masechta, at the end, deals with the concept of Arav. The concept of Arav is not an easy concept to understand because most monetary obligations are mutual. Somebody gives me something in exchange for something, and that's how the transaction works. Somebody, even a present, the Gemara always understands that there must have been something that the person did for me that evoked a response of the present. So mutuality is something that is very, very core to how transactions work. The Gemara ponders the concept of an Arav. Arav is something that is one-sided. Reuven is borrowing money. He certainly stands to benefit from it. He borrows the money and has to give it back. But I'm a guarantor, and the only thing that I get from it is a passive liability. There is nothing over here that gives me something. And therefore the question is always, why does such a transaction work? Where is the mutuality in it? So the Gemara concludes the Masechta with the following point, that the Bahu Anod the Mehemlasli, the fact that a person is trusted, if a person is trusted, someone comes along to me, a bank, a lender, creditor, and says, you know, if you affix your signature to this, then I trust him, I know that you're good for your word, and therefore I'll lend him the money. That is a hana. It's something that gives me great satisfaction, and therefore I obligate. So mutuality is the hana that I get from the trust, and therefore I'm willing to obligate myself for not a small sum of money. I would like to go a step further. There is a Sifri, which is the Medrash Halacha on Midbar Torah. It says, Keil Emuna Einavol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of Emuna, means trust, faith, etc. Einavol, no perversion, no wrongdoing. The simple meaning of the Pasuk is a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Midas Adin, and perfection of his Midas Adin. The Sifri says, Keil Emuna, Shehemen Barilamai Ubroi. A Kaddish Baruch Hu believed in the world and created it. Now, the word Hemen does not mean believe in the sense, like Emuna, it doesn't make any sense in the context. Rather, the word hemen means trust, faith. Kashkar created a world with a purpose. To create a world with a purpose means, by Kadosh Baruch Hu, not that he took chances. It means he believed in the world, and therefore he created the world because there is a midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is minded. He trusts in us and has faith that we will carry out what we're supposed to carry out. That is an extraordinary inspiration for a person. When a person is faced with a tremendous task, with a difficulty, and what's the motivator? So, of course, a very simple motivator is Schar Onesh, but a much deeper and finer motivator is, if I was given this task to accomplish, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has faith and belief in me, that I can do it. The Hiyanah that I'm endlessly, the Hanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hanah that I know, I'm cognizant of that fact, K'mishah b'nafshei, obligates me. That's something that a person who has a sense of neshama, it becomes the greatest motivator. Baruch Hashem, I'm sure many of you have been asked at the beginning of the year, can you accomplish what you accomplished? I'm sure many of us would have hesitated. It is daunting, especially those who have finished their time, stuff like Barasa. It's incredibly, it's technically not the biggest mesechta in terms of the amount of words, but it certainly is a very difficult, complex mesechta. It certainly is very large. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of the year knew and trusted us. It's true for this year, and it's true for the years to come. In Mirz Hashem, you will have many tasks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will endow you with. And know that if it came your way, if you're in yeshiva and a mesech was presented, if your life and obligations come up, and challenges and other things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in you, and that's why he sent it your way. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts me and says, I know you can do it, there is no greater pleasure than that. But he acknowledged it mehemnessly, the hanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts in us, believes in us, and therefore simultaneous us, that he acknowledged it mishabbatavshe, that should become the motivator to obligate us to keep doing what's right, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put before us, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu trusts and believed in us, and what we eventually will accomplish. Mazel Tov Sayyid, many, many more see you in the session.
We're now going to have a presentation from Rabbi Shur for the Makor Mesayimim.
Birshus HaRabanim, Rosh HaYeshiva, Morai V'Rabosai. In the first parak of Baba Basra, my Talmidim and I learned a lot about koslos and mechitzot. We learned a lot about walls and barriers. We learned about how to respect someone else's space and how to set up boundaries so that we can have a healthy relationship. But in Makor, our educational director, Dr. Stephen Glicksman, likes to emphasize that we're also very much about a dialectic, and that we learn that when we learn about a concept, the concept can be a bit more nuanced than we initially think it is. And we know that when we think of walls and boundaries and mechitzot, we know that it is also a gesture of how we include one another. And each one of us, I speak personally and I speak for my Talmidim with confidence, each one of us knows very well that we sit well within the Kotlei HaYeshiva, well within the four walls of the yeshiva, and that we feel like part of the B'nai HaYeshiva, and you embrace us and you challenge us like you would your chaverim. And for that, we express our deep hakaras hatov. We're very proud of our accomplishments this year, of completing Perkei Avos that was taught to us so ably by my co-teacher, Reb Yosef Zilfin. And it's my honor to call up the names of the Talmidim to receive their svarim in honor of their completing Perkei Avos. Yudi Pfeffer. Max Tepler. Ezriel Perlstein. Shlomo Joyna. Shlomo. And Avrami Mermelstein. Thank you very much. Mazal Tov. Yashar Kochachem. Beautiful. Tonight we celebrate Hasmada. Every single individual learning morning Seder, night Seder is a masmid. And your simcha, obviously, is the Rebbeim simcha. That's why they're here with us tonight to celebrate. Thank you to the Rebbeim for coming. I'd like to call up two amazing masmidim, one to read the Hadron, and the other to read the final lines of Baba Basra. Sage Friedman, Stephen Lieber, can you please come up?
Reshus Rabbeim. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Chanuk v'kanu miyada mishtaved. So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, that if a person sees his friend who's being strangled because he's not paying back a loan in the street, and makes a kinyan to become an Arav, so that's there's a Shiva as an Arav. So Mechalal, the Arav v'alma, lo by a kinyan. So that implies that in general, a normal Arav doesn't need a kinyan. Upligar of Nachman, Amr of Nachman, Arev the basin who delo by Kenyan, haba alma by Kenyan. So that's arguing under Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says that an Arev in basin doesn't need a Kenyan, which implies that in general he does need a that in general an Arev does need a Kenyan. Bilchasa Arev v'shas matan maus lo by Kenyan, achar matan maus by Kenyan. And the halacha is that an Arev at the time where the loan is being paid does not need a Kenyan, but an Arev after the loan is being paid does need a Kenyan. And another halacha is Arav de Basin lo by Kinyan, de Mahayana de Mehemen lo Mehemen le, Gamar Shavid le. And an Arav in Basin, the halacha does not need a Kinyan because the Hana that he gets from being believed in Basin is the Gamar Shibud.
Hadron Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vahadra Chalon. Datan Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vadaita Chalon. Lo Nish Nusei Minach Maseches Bava Basra Vlo Nish Nusei Minon Lo Baal Madin Lo Baal Madasi. Hadron Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vahadra Chalon. Datan Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vadaita Chalon. Lo Nish Nusei Minach Maseches Bava Basra Vlo Nish Nusei Minon Lo Baal Madin Lo Baal Madasi. Hadron Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vahadra Chalon. Datan Alach Maseches Bava Basra Vadaita Chalon. Lo Nish Nusei Minach Maseches Bava Basra Vlo Papa, 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 Ha'arev na Adonai Eloheinu asivrei tarascha b'finu b'fikio samcha b'is Yisrael v'niyeh kulanu anachnu tzatzainu v'tzatzai amcha b'is Yisrael kulanu yodei shemecha v'lomdei sarasecha mirvayis hachmini mitzvasecha ki li'olam hili yihi libi samim v'kukecha l'man lo'evosh l'olam lo'ishkach p'kudecha kivam chiyisani baruch ata Adonai l'amdeni chukecha amen, 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 salav ha'ed מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולבוסינו, ששמת חלקינו מיושבי ביס המדרש, ושמת חלקינו מיושבי קרנוס. שאנו משכימים, הם משכימים, אנו משכימים לדברי סורה, והם משכימים לדבר מטלם, אנו עמלם, הם עמלם, אנו עמלם קבל מסחר, והם עמלם ואינם קבל מסחר, אנו רץ והם רצים, אנו רצים לחי אלום הבא, והם רצים בר שחס, שנאמר ואתה אלוהים תורים לבאר שחס, אנשי דם ומרמה לא יחצו, ימיה ואני אבטח בך. יועצום לפניך, אדוני אלוהי, כשאים שעזרתני לסיים מסכת בבבסרה, כן תעזרינו להסתל המסכת וספר המחיר ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד לשמור ולעשוס ולקיים את כל דברי סמל תרסך באהבה. וזכוס כל התנאים המוראים וסמידי חכמים ימל לי לזרי שלסמל שהתורה מפי, ומפי זרי וזר זרי עד עולם. ותזכאים בי בסלחך תנחה אוסך בשכבך תשמור עליך והקיצוסה היא ססיכך כי בי ירו ימיך ויוסיף לך שנוס חיים אורך ימים בימינה ובשמאלה ראשו בכבוד אדוני עוז למו ייתן אדוני ברך עצמו והשלום.
As we always do at the Siyum, because we have the pleasure of having our Chairman Emeritus Rabbi Joel Schreiber here.
Down.
So it'll be another few minutes till we get to the but this is the good stuff. This is the good stuff. I apologize in advance. I'm not able to really stay and do my usual merely the bedichusa about the end of the Masechta and the beginning of the Masechta. For those who'd like to know, I have a whole piece on Rav Shimon Bananas that you'd like, but we'll deal with that another time. Rav Shimon Bananas certainly is my son's. I have a son who learned Shisha Sidre Mishnah with me, and he always was fascinated by a Tana whose last name was Bananas, but that's a separate issue. No. Made for good stuff. But I just want to make one quick comment, and I'm going to introduce Rabbi Schreiber, who will say the Hadron in a few minutes. I just want to pick up on a few of the things that were said. The concept of the koslos and the machitzos, and the concept of arevus, which is at the end of the Masechta. It's almost as if the Masechta is balanced between these two extremes. How should we behave? Should we act with koslos and machitzos, or should we act with arevus? It's a very important thing, I think. We all know that there are many things pulling the yeshiva in many different directions and the university in many different directions at this time. And I think that that balance between koslos and machitzos versus arevos is something that we all need to struggle with in terms of finding the right balance. The Gemara ends, Hilchasa. What is the halacha? Hilchasa. That an orev bishas matan maos lo by kin. That if you're an orev at the time of matan maos, you don't need a kinyan. It just goes. It makes sense. You're an orev at the time of the giving of the loan, the time of the halval. You don't need a kinyan. But if you're an orev shelo bishas, if you come back later, then you need a kinyan. If you're going to figure it out later how to be an orev, then you're going to need a kinyan. What does this tell us? Rabosa, you're in the Shas Matan Maos now. First of all, most of you or your parents are being mamish, no se maos, big time. But no se maos is the Shas Halva. And Halva has the meaning not simply of giving a loan, but of accompanying. We are here with a lot of different kinds of students on campus. And we're here b'shas Halva. We're here at a time where it could very well be that when you move from here, you actually won't be with such a wide range of Jews. It's likely that many of you will find yourselves in communities where you're very much more limited in terms of the kinds of Jews that you come in contact with. It's actually here on campus that you may have your widest exposure to Jews who think and act sometimes a little bit differently than we do. This is the Shas Halva. If you can learn to be an Arev here, then it's effortless. If you can learn here on campus to look at people who are different than you as people to be malave, I'm not talking about a club, I'm not talking about people who are of a particular persuasion, I'm just talking about a lot of different kinds of people on campus. This is the time that we can be malave, and you don't have to make such a kinyan. Once you're shalom b'shas halva, once you're shalom b'shas matan maus, once you're living in whatever community you live in, then you need to mamish make a kinyan if you want to have arevas with other Jews. We're here and we have a tremendous opportunity to learn. To learn. And you won't have this opportunity again to learn with this type of intensity and to grow in this kind of way, and you have to take advantage of every minute. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on this campus, he also put us on this campus so we could have a connection to other people on the campus. Other people who are looking to us and saying, are we putting up machitzos and koslos? Or we have a spirit of arevos? And the Masechta ends that Hilchasa, there's something to be said to trying to be an arev, of trying to be a role model for other people on campus, for the other programs on campus. There's a lot of hezek re'iyah that goes on. There's a lot of looking at other individuals on campus. And again, I'm not talking about this issue or whatever's in the papers now. But even when that issue's not in the papers, there's a lot of hezek re'iyah. There's a lot of people looking askance at one another. And I dare say that if we can't create a sense of arevus, if we can't create a sense of achdus here on this campus, oh my goodness, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? So let's try to make a commitment to be there for other people. As we move to Gittin, as we move to people who take achrayas in a difficult task, we know that when the get comes from overseas, you have to say, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. One of the challenges is that we're afraid there won't be eidim l'kayim. There won't be eidim mitzuyim l'kayim. Let's all be next year also, besides all of our learning and all the wonderful thing and growth in our bayim, let's be eidim mitzuyim l'kayim. Let's be mekayim, the Yiddishkeit, of perhaps those on the campus that aren't as passionate as sometimes you are, or aren't as able to spend as many hours as you do sometimes in learning Torah. It's a depressing Masechta Gittin, but we'll see that at the end of next year, even at the end of a Masechta that's about Gittin, we're still going to be celebrating. We can go through hard times, and yet we can still figure out how to celebrate in Torah together. It's my great pleasure to call up a Messiah, not just the former chairman, the chairman emeritus of the Board of Trustees, but someone who's Messiah. And I dare say, as serious as the Masmidim were that Rabbi Bacon spoke about, there's one Masmid who takes the Masechta of the Yeshiva more seriously than anyone else in this room. I get consistent updates on how our chairman emeritus is doing. It is my great zechus to be able to learn with him on many Fridays, Baruch Hashem. And this will be, he will come up to say a few remarks, and then the Kaddish. This will be his 7th year in a row, Bli Ayin Hara, finishing the Masechta of the Yeshiva. I don't think there's anyone else here. So please rise for a minute, give kavod to Rabbi Joel Schreiber.
Rabbi, hello everybody. As Rabbi Penner has pointed out, it must be my Shemitah year, the 7th one. And I have to tell you, I enjoy doing this more than anything else. When I leave here, I feel a couple of years younger than I am. If you don't have young people like you doing what you're doing, everything else isn't worth it. I can tell you that from my perspective. Because I've seen more of the movie than you have seen, I can tell you that. I was just going to tell you, before we get to the end, you know, sometimes you go through a Masechta and nothing resonates in terms of your life, what you've done. Does this mean something to me? Actually, has it ever happened? And going through Baba Basra, there were many, but I picked out two places that really just struck me. And these are just stories that I want to tell you about. One is on Daf Kuf Chav Aleph. It talks about Hataras Nedarim. And they're talking about, you know, need two, one, three, should have, and there's normally just, you need three plain men. And this story, it resonated with me because in the year, hold on, 1956, before a lot of you was even thought about, but in the year 1956, we were coming from Europe to go to my first time in Eretz Yisrael, in Israel. And we took a boat from Naples across the Mediterranean to come into Haifa. It was on an Arab Shabbos. But during that trip, a man came over to me on board the ship from Russia. And he said, he looked at me and he said, are you from, whatever. And then he said, I need a bezdin. I said, when am I going to bez, you know, when am I going to bezdin? He said, I need to be matan neder. It's very important to me to do this before I get to Israel. Get me a bezdin. So I got two of my friends, two yeshiva boys as well. And we came into the shul on the ship. It had a shul. It was a beautiful boat. And we listened to his story, which was simply, he was coming from Russia. He had made a neder in Russia that when he got to Eretz Yisrael, he was going to divorce his wife, and his wife was already in Israel. And he said, I've thought about it, and I've decided it's the worst thing to do, and I've got to be mocked at that nether. And so, just like on Rosh Hashanah, you know, we sat down in the shul. He gave us the whole story, and we, the three of us, looked at him, listened to it, and we said, you know, and the man went off in tears and thanked us. The reason I tell this story is that you learn a piece of Gemara, and then suddenly in life, you're faced with the very situation that you have in the Gemara. One other one, which I think is even more unusual, and Kuf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, the Gemara tells you, Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo hoyu yom tovim Yisrael, Chamisha Osar Ba'av, V'yom Kippurim, etc. And what happened there? The women went out dressed in white. And why did they all dress in white? And the men were there. And they would tell you, don't look at the dress, and you should look at the milas, and etc., etc. And then I thought to myself, you know, does it make that much difference? Everybody's going to be wearing a white dress or a blue dress or have a dress, not have a dress. And then I remembered a story that my father told me, which is very interesting. There was a man in 1920-something, and in those days they went to parties. They made shidduchim that way. It's a different ball game today. And he called up this young lady to go to the party, as all these other men and all the young fellows. And she told him that she can't come to the party. She's very sorry, and he'd been seeing her. And he said, okay, I'm sorry, I'll just have to get someone else. And he calls up this other young girl, Blanche, and he calls her up, and she said, okay, I'll go with you. Two nights before the party, he gets a call from this first girl who says, I can go to the party. And he says, I can't possibly do this. I mean, I just gave my word to someone else that I'm going with her to the party. And she said, okay. And so what happened was he went with the first girl to the party. And 3 months later, they were married. The interesting thing is that those two who went to that party were married 3 months later was my mother and father. That's And what you learn from that is, you know, you'd think these things don't happen in real life, but here's a case where it actually happened. What? Why couldn't she make that date that night? 50 years later, because she was the sister of a very well-known rav in New York, and we found out the reason. The reason is she didn't have a dress. And for that, think about it, how life changes. She didn't have a dress. He took out this other girl, married 3 months later. Here I am talking to you. You know. And that's how life goes. And you see it right in the Gemara. It happens. So the point I'm making is that when you're learning, there's so many wonderful things to think about, but you understand that in real life, these things do happen, and you have to appreciate them. As I said, this is the seventh Masechta. Please God, I want to tell you, I'm already into Gittin. I'm jumping the gun. But I've been with Yeshiva for so many years. I love it here. I know you fellows, I'm sure you love it. You better love it. You don't have a choice right now. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful year next year. We'll finish, please God, next year. Gittin. And in next June. And all of you, be well.
Just rise for the Kaddish. When you say Mazel Tov to Rabbi Schreiber, please note that his grandson, Yosef Fine, his father is here somewhere, from where he is, got married on Monday night in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So this is he came in the middle of Sheva Brachas. So you wish him a double Mazel Tov and you wish him a Mazel Tov.
We're really cooking. Yiskadav yiskadash me rabo. Yomod yibrach diyo. Umasid lascharato. Ulach yo yomeisaya. Ulasoka yason lachay olma. Umivne karta yushalayim. Ushachlola hechlo begave. Umekar polchona. Dabar min abra. Ulyasava polchona di shmai the asre. Yamlich kucho. Brichu malchuse vikore. Yechai chon. Yomechon. Havachai the whole base Israel. Bagalov is my career, you're my main. Hey, Shmei Rabbom of Arach, Yolom Ume, Omaya, Visparach, Vishtabach, Vispar, Visroman, Visnase, Visadar, Visalev, Visalol, Shmei, the good show, the Elam in Kobachasov, Shirasa, Tishbohasov, and Echamasa, Damiram Yolma, Yamru, Amen. Al Yisrael, Val Radon, Val Tamidon, Val Kol, Tamide Salmidon, Val Komon Doskim, the Raisa, the Bisiradain, the Vasar Vasar, Yehei Lachon, Lachon Shalom, Rabachin, the Vichis, the Brachimim, the Chayin Arichin, the Mazoni Rabiche, the Karnim, Kodavon, the Shemaya, the Ari, Yimu, Amen. Yehei Shalom, Rabbim, and Shemaya, the Chayim Tog Malenu, Val Kol Yisrael, the Yimu, Amen. Jose Shalom, the Mamav, who Brachimov, Yase Shalom, Malenu, Val Kol Yisrael, the Yimu, Amen.
Please, everyone, have a seat for the conclusion of the program. A few more items left. Enjoy the desserts on the table. We'll begin in a moment. To grace us, and especially we acknowledge and have the zechus to hear words of Divrei Torah from Rav Shefter Shalita.
The Gemara in the Brachos has an expression that they attribute to David HaMelech. And he says, all the other kings in the world, look at the difference between me and all the other kings. All the other kings wear royal outfits, and they sit on their thrones, very clean, very fancy, very royal. And I don't do like that. Yodai mulachlochas bedam shvir v'shilya. His hands are dirty. Women have shilas about amare kesem. He holds the peace. The shmata with the dam on it, and he deals with a fetus that didn't survive to determine whether it has a tzuras of lad on it. So that expression that the Gemara has, yodam malach lochas bedam shvir v'shilya, if you read essays by Rabbi Soloveitchik, every so often he'll throw in that expression, and he means the following. Rabbi Soloveitchik has certain expressions in a lot of his essays, in his Hebrew essays, which in other places he explained what he means with those expressions. So he said like this, that the Greeks didn't believe in manual labor. Manual labor is for slaves. And the free people, the free men, have to use their mind. So the experimentation, they said that's for slaves. You want to know how come water puts out the fire? How come the fire doesn't put out the water? How come the water falls down and the fire goes up? So the Greeks were faced with all of these scientific questions, and they didn't believe in experimentation. Experimentation is manual labor, that's for slaves. The free men have to philosophize about everything. But they gave a philosophical explanation of everything in science, and that's why all of their science is worthless, because science has to be based on experimentation. The only thing you know in science is the data that you have from experimentation. If you amass enough information, you take enough data, and you put it all together, and you can find out what's the mahalach, what's the scientific principle, and what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule. So the same is true regarding learning. A lot of people feel that to read all the Gemaras, the whole Bava Basra, over 170 blot Gemara, that's manual labor. They'd rather learn the first 10 blot than the Masechta and philosophize. You know, they think all the Yesodos are found in the first 10 blot. The Yesodos are not found in the first 10 blot. I was just looking this afternoon, I didn't get to that, to the last daf. The last daf has about Asmachta Kanya, Asmachta Lo Kanya, Shibur Aguf, Shibur Nechosim, Shibur Deraisa, Lav Deraisa, a lot of very, very fundamental principles that apply not only in Bava Basra, apply in half of Shas. This is a big mistake that a lot of people in our generation think. They'll just concentrate on the first 10 blot and they'll philosophize their heads off and they'll figure out what all the rules. You can philosophize from today till next year. You won't figure out the rules unless you cover the whole Masechta. You have to learn every single Gemara. And the more data you put together, so the more you'll be able to get a fuller picture of what the din is, what the halach is, what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule. I want to wish mazel tov to all of the Messiahim. It's a tremendous feat. The finish Bava Basra is unbelievable. That's tremendous. I want to wish you all much hatzlacha in the next years coming up. But keep in mind, don't switch to the other style. Don't let anybody fool you into believing They're all you have to learn in the course of the whole year is the first 10 plot in any given mesichta, and you'll be able to figure everything else out. It's just not true. You have to read every single plot gemar. Mazel tov.
Okay, we asked Rabbi Schreier to present the next round of assignment.
So just reading these off.
Okay, that's
what
I want.
You want
to
play
Rabbi
Schreier to Darshan? 10 minutes, maybe. All seriousness, the Omek, the Libi, you guys are the best. You guys have incredible, incredible potential. Just keep on growing, keep on shagging. Best Hashem is Barach. No void is going to stop them. That's exactly what Rabbi Schreier was saying before. Okay, so I'm just going to call the names that everybody was in the assignment. And again, Shmazer Hashkot, the people who finished the Sakhal, also the people who were plugging away, trying their best, and covering tons of ground over the course of nights here, whether they finish themselves or not, a tremendous hashakalach, and keep on learning and covering shas, as Rosh Hashanah just said. Manuel Dicker.
Stand over here.
Julian Kaufman. Brian Morso. Yoni Kirsch. David Tanner. Josh Edelstein. Ari Beanstalk. Stephen Lieber. Sage Freeman. R.A. Stiller. Israel Wiener. Yossi Ryback. Kaya Rosenthal. Avi Kroll.
Almost done. We're going to call up Donny Beretsky to read the beginning of Maseches Gittin.
Shliach is appointed by a Baal to go from Chutz Laaretz Eretz Yisrael, except for Bavel, to give a wife, to give a get to the Baal's wife, is required to say b'farei nechta, that it was written and signed in front of me. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, af hamivi mina raka mina cheger. Rabbi Gamliel says you even need to bring it from. You need to even say b'farei nechta from raka if you bring it from raka and from cheger. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afilu mikfar ludim ulu. Rabbi Elazar says, even if you bring a get from kfar ludim, which is in Chutz Aretz, to lud, which is in Eretz Yisrael, and they're very close together, you might think you don't need to say b'farei nechta, b'farei nechtam. But Rabbi Elazar says, you still need to say. V'chachamim omerim, inu tzarek shiyom b'farei nechta, b'farei nechtam. Elo hamevim midinas hayom v'hamolech. The Chachamim say you only need to say v'harinechdam when you bring it from Chutz Aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and also when you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Aretz. V'amivim v'medina l'medina v'medina sayam tzarek shimur v'harinechdam v'harinechdam. If you bring a get from one medina to another medina within Chutz Aretz, you need to say v'harinechdam v'harinechdam. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer afilu mi'agmunia la'agmunia. Rav Shimon Gamliel says if there's a city that's split into two and the travel is very restricted between the cities, then one will need to say when bringing it from one part of the city to the other. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Merakim Mizrach, Merakim Kimizrach. Rabbi Yehuda, in setting the borders, saying which cities are the borders of Eretz Yisrael, says on the eastern side, Rekem is the border. So if one brings a get from Rekem into Eretz Yisrael, one will need to say Ufarinachtam. Me'ashkelon Medarum Ve'ashkelon Kedarum. The southern border is Ashkelon. Me'akel Itzafon Ve'akel Kitzafon. And the northern border is Akel. And on the western side, there's the Yamagadol, which is the border on the western side of Eretz Yisrael. Re'meir Omer Akel Ka'Eretz Yisrael Ve'Gittin. Re'meir says Akel is like Eretz Yisrael in regards to Gittin. So if one brings a get from Akel to another place in Eretz Yisrael, one will not need to say Ufarinachtam Ufarinachtam. Hami v'get by Eretz Yisrael, Eino tzarech shiomer b'fani nechtav u'fani nechtam. If one brings a get from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another, one does not need to say b'fani nechtav u'fani nechtam. V'im yesh ola urim yiskayim v'chosav. And if the Baal were to protest and say that this get is a forged get, then we have to validate the signatures, whether through those Edom themselves or other Edom recognizing the signatures.
We're also honored to have a Dvar Torah from Moshe Maltz to begin us off as well.
Rishos Rabbanim, the Rosh Yeshiva. At the end of Basra, on the Kofayin Hev, the Mishnah writes, Harota Sheyech Kam Yasro Kedini Mamanus. If someone wants to gain in his Chachma, you should be Osei Kedini Mamanus. She'in Mektso B'Torah Kadol Mehem. Shehin Kemayan Hanobay, it's like a flowing spring. Ferosa Shiyaso Kadine Mamanus, Yishamish as Shimon Ben Hanan. Someone who wants to be Ose Kadine Mamanus, he should be Mishamish Shimon Ben Hanan. So the Birkas Avram in his Akdama to his Sefer Baba Basra, he asks on this Mishnah. He asks a few questions. He asks, firstly, what does it mean, Harotza Shayatam Yaso Kadine Mamanus? Why specifically Dini Mamanus? Aren't we supposed to be learning Kol Torah Kula? Secondly, what's the special description of Dina Momonos as a Ma'ayim Hanovaya? And finally, what the final line of our Mishnah tells us that someone who wants to be Osek Dina Momonos should be Mishamish Shimon Ben Hanas. But how do we understand this line? So the Birkas Avraham, he offers an explanation. He said, perhaps this Mishnah is coming to offer us a Seder in our Limud. Because, of course, a person's Chiyuv is to learn, a person's supposed to know Kol Torah Kula, right? The Pasuk says, "Vishinatim levanecha." Chazal expanded this: "Shiyu divrei Torah yechudavi lefiicha." Right? It's not just Dini Mamonos; there are other realms in Torah. So, what's this idea of chacham? He explains that it's talking about within the act of learning itself. It's the skill set within learning. Right? There's yedius, and he explains that there's an idea of chachma, the omekayim. And he quotes the Gemara in Horius, which speaks about Sinai, someone who's incredibly knowledgeable in Torah, and someone who's an Oker Haram, or someone who has the skill set of learning, or someone who's sharp. So it comes a time of our Mishnah to say that if someone wants to be Machim, right, aside from it, or perhaps parallel to this idea of gaining Yedius in Torah, if someone wants to be Maven Davar Mitov Davar, then you should be Machim and be Osek in Dine Mamonos. He quotes the Taz in Or HaChaim, Simon Mem Zayin, who explains that the Lashon of Osek is referring to Masel Matan Be'amal HaTorah. It's the idea of being Amal, putting effort into Torah. So by learning Dini Mamanos, he'll sharpen his learning, it'll open him up to this world of Iyun, and will strengthen his ability to understand other realms of Torah. And that's what the Mishnah means by Ein Lecha Mektzoa Kodol Mehen, Shehin Kemayan HaNoveh. This is the idea of a flowing spring. If you find that spring, if you find that Mayan, then the water of Torah will be flowing forever. But the Mishnah comes to qualify that point as well. It writes that someone who wants to be Osek in Dine Mamanus should be Mishamish Shem Ben Anas. Because, right, you may reach that point of gaining this Chachma. You may reach that point where you've gained these skills in Ian, and it's very easy to say, I'll sit down on my own, and I'll learn Torah by myself. But the Mishnah is coming to qualify and tell you, no, you have to be Dovi to a Rebbe. You have to be Misham Yishon Vinanas. By doing this, Berakas Avraham explains that this will lead you to get to the Amita Shal Torah. Baruch Hashem, we've had the opportunity to learn in the Kosei Beis HaMedrash this year, growing both in our Yedias HaTorah and our Chachamah, simultaneously also being exposed to the tremendous, tremendous Talmidei Chachamah around us each day. Ashrei, we have such an opportunity, and we continue in our growth in these areas. Mazel Tov.
We're going to finish on time. Before we bench, we come to Shira Malos. We'll have to figure out who's going to bench. We cannot end tonight without saying one word, even though he doesn't want us to, about Rabbi Schnall. Rabbi Schnall, I was just thinking during the time of the Siyum that we talk about Lasok V'Divrei Torah, and the Soloveitchik talks about that the bracha of Lasok V'Divrei Torah, and that it carries us throughout the day, and that there is an acute awareness of what we're learning while we're actually learning the words of the Torah, and there's a latent awareness of the Talmud Torah that's in the back of our minds at all times. Like a mother to a child, when she says, the Rav actually said this in the context of a Siyum, by the way, when the mother says to the child, I'll be right back, what she's expressing is that you're on my mind every second that you're not in front of me right now. And that's the concept of the Siyum. The Siyum Masechus Bava Basra is, we're going to come back to you, you're going to be on my mind, maybe not in acute awareness, but in the latent awareness. And it's on my mind, I'm going to come back to you as soon as I can. And somehow, Rav Schnall, in addition to Talmud Torah being first and foremost on his mind, in an acute awareness and a latent awareness, the yeshiva and the Talmidim of the yeshiva are always on his mind. It may not be acutely, while he's learning Torah, maybe it's more latently, and maybe when he's thinking about the yeshiva, the Torah becomes the latent, the one becomes the other acute, that you have to figure it out. How do you have three things on your mind at the same time? He also has a family. But I'm sure that there are times when Rabbi Schnall wakes up in the middle of the night with a child, and what comes to his mind in addition to the Shev Shmaisa is, how can we do this better in yeshiva? How can we improve? How can we think about something else for the yeshiva? So I'm just going to stop at that point, because I've already gone over my time limit. But just, I think every one of us should be able to thank Rabbi Schnall for his years of dedication to the yeshiva. And while he be continuing, obviously, Rabbi Schnall will still be part of our yeshiva. He's still continuing on as a yeshiva, and maybe the Talmidim will be a little bit more latent than as acute as it's been in these years, and maybe there will be hundreds of Balabatim that might be a little bit more on his mind than the Talmidim. We'll have to see how that shift ever happens. But to realize and to appreciate what we've gained from having Rabbi Schnall here for so many years, and to thank him for all that time. So thank you very much. Is there a Kohen who washed? Is there a Kohen who washed? We do. Okay.